Baha'u'llah was born in 1817 in Tehran, the capital of Iran. From his early childhood, he showed signs of greatness. He received some instruction at home, but did not need to attend school, for he was endowed by God with innate knowledge. Baha'u'llah came from a noble family, and when he was a young man, was offered a high position in the court of the king, but he refused it. He wished to dedicate his time to helping the oppressed, the sick and the poor, and to champion the cause of justice. There are two aspects of Baha'u'llah's life which I would like to mention in particular. One is the suffering he endured. The other is the tremendous influence he had on the hearts and minds of people. These actually characterize the lives of all the manifestations of God. Baha'u'llah's sufferings began the moment he arose to proclaim the cause of God. His life was one of exile, imprisonment, and persecution. He was put in chains in a dark and dismal dungeon in Tehran. He was exiled 4 times from land to land, finally being sent to the prison city of Akka in the Ottoman Empire. So intense were his sufferings there that he has referred to Akka as the most great prison. In one of his tablets we read, "Remember my days during thy days, and my distress and banishment in this remote prison. And be thou so steadfast in my love, that thy heart shall not waver, even if the swords of the enemies rain blows upon thee, and all the heavens and the earth arise against thee." The ancient beauty hath consented to be bound with chains, that mankind may be released from its bondage, and hath accepted to be made a prisoner within this most mighty stronghold, that the whole world may attain unto true liberty. He hath drained to its dregs the cup of sorrow, that all the peoples of the earth may attain unto abiding joy, and be filled with gladness. This is of the mercy of your Lord, the compassionate, the most merciful. We have accepted to be abased, O believers in the unity of God, that ye may be exalted, and have suffered manifold afflictions, that ye might prosper and flourish. He who hath come to build anew the whole world, behold, how they that have joined partners with God have forced him to dwell within the most desolate of cities. Every effort was made by 2 powerful courts, those of the King of Iran and the Ottoman Empire, to oppose Baha'u'llah and his teachings. But the light of truth is not easily extinguished. The very water that is poured on this fire, to put out its flame, turns into oil, and the fire burns with more intensity. Nothing could be done to stop Baha'u'llah's growing influence. The further the authorities banished him, the greater the number of people who were attracted to his teachings and recognized his power and majesty. In spite of constant persecution, Baha'u'llah continued to reveal the Word of God for more than 40 years and brought so much love and spiritual energy into this world that the final victory of his cause is certain. Baha'u'llah passed away in 1892. His shrine, which we consider the holiest spot on earth, is located near the city of Akka. Here are some photographs of the shrine and the garden surrounding it. You don't know how much I would like to go on pilgrimage to the Holy Land. I hope someday you will be able to do so as well. Several years before Baha'u'llah proclaimed his mission, God sent a special messenger to announce his coming. This great messenger took the title of the Bab, which means the gate. He was indeed a gate to the knowledge of God and to a new era in human existence. For 6 years he taught ceaselessly that the appearance of a new manifestation of God was near, and prepared the way for his coming. He told the people that they were witnessing the dawn of a new age, the dawn of the promised day of God. He called upon them to purify their hearts from earthly vanities, so that they could recognize him whom God would soon manifest. Thousands upon thousands of people accepted the message of the Bab and began to follow his teachings. But the government of Iran and the powerful clergy who ruled over the masses rose against him. His followers were persecuted and large numbers were put to death. The Bab himself, at the age of 31, was martyred by a regiment of soldiers who, at the orders of the government, suspended him in a public square and opened fire on him. So that you can see how penetrating the words of the Bab are, I would like to recite to you 2 of his prayers. Is there any remover of difficulties save God? Say, praised be God. He is God. All are His servants, and all abide by His bidding. Say, God sufficeth all things above all things, and nothing in the heavens or in the earth but God sufficeth. Verily, He is in Himself the knower, the sustainer, the omnipotent. Many Baha'is know especially the first prayer by heart, and say it either aloud or mentally in times of difficulties. If you want, we can pause a little, and you can memorize it. It is really easy to do so. Following his martyrdom, the remains of the Bab were recovered by his followers and taken from place to place, always hidden from the enemies of the faith. Finally, they were transferred to Mount Carmel and the Holy Land. Here, I have some photos that I would like to show you of his shrine in Haifa and a few other holy places in that city and in Acca, which is across the bay. These twin cities are today the spiritual and administrative world center of the Baha'i faith. The spiritual center because it is here that the shrines of the Bab and Baha'u'llah, as well as many other holy places, are located, and the administrative center because the seat of the supreme governing body of the faith, the Universal House of Justice, is also on Mount Carmel.